and they brought Jesus to a place called Golgotha, which means the hill of the skull. They offered him wine drugged with myrrh, but he refused it. Then they nailed him to the cross. Jesus said, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." When the soldiers had crucified Jesus, they divided his clothes among the four of them. They also took his robe, but it was seamless, woven in one piece from the top. So they said, "Let's not tear it, but throw dice to see who gets it." This fulfilled the scripture that says, "They divided my clothes among them and gambled for my robe." So that's what they did. Then they sat around and they kept guard as he hung there. There were two criminals crucified with him, one on either side, with Jesus between them. The crowd watched, and the leaders laughed and scoffed. "He saved others," they said. "Let him save himself, if he's really God's chosen one, the Messiah." The soldiers mocked him, too, by offering him a drink of sour wine. They called out to him, "If you're the king of the Jews, save yourself." It was 9 o'clock in the morning when the crucifixion took place, and Pilate posted a sign over him announcing the charge against him that read, "This is Jesus of Nazareth, the King of the Jews." The place where Jesus was crucified was near the city, and the sign was written in Hebrew, Latin, and Greek, so that many people could read it. Then the leading priests said to Pilate, "Change it from 'the King of the Jews' to 'He said, I am the King of the Jews.'" Pilate replied, "What I have written, I have written." And the people passing by shouted abuse, shaking their heads in mockery. "Ha! Look at you now," they yelled at him. "You can destroy the temple and rebuild it in 3 days, can you? Well, then save yourself and come down from the cross." The leading priests, the scribes, and the other leaders also mocked Jesus. "He saved others," they said, "but he can't save himself. So he's the King of Israel, is he? Let him come down from the cross, and we'll believe in him. He trusted God, let God show his approval by delivering him. For he said, 'I am the Son of God.'" One of the criminals hanging beside him scoffed. "So you're the Messiah, are you? Prove it by saving yourself, and us too, while you're at it." But the other criminal protested, "Don't you fear God even when you're dying? We deserve to die for our evil deeds, but this man has done nothing wrong." Then he said, "Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom." And Jesus replied, "I assure you, today you shall be with me in paradise." Standing near the cross were Jesus' mother and his mother's sister, Mary, the wife of Clopas, and Mary Magdalene. When Jesus saw his mother standing there beside the disciple he loved, he said to her, "Woman, he is your son." And he said to this disciple, "She is your mother." And from then on, this disciple took her into his home. At noon, darkness fell across the whole land until 3 o'clock. The light from the sun was gone. At about 3 o'clock, Jesus called out with a loud voice, "Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani," which means, my God, why have you forsaken me?" Some of the bystanders misunderstood and thought he was calling for the prophet Elijah. One of them ran and filled a sponge with vinegar, holding it up to him on a stick so he could drink. But the rest said, "Leave him alone. Let's see whether Elijah will come and take him down." Jesus knew that everything was now finished, and to fulfill the scriptures, he said, "I'm thirsty." A jar of vinegar was sitting there, so they soaked a sponge in it, put it on a hyssop branch, and held it up to his lips. When Jesus had tasted it, he said, "It is finished."